on 2SER.
Good afternoon and welcome to 2SER's Drive. You're with Brooke Taylor for your drive home. We have an action-packed show for you this afternoon with stories about selfie tourism, 3D city modelling and folk music. We also have some great 2SER music and your chance to win this week's feature album, which is the James Hunter 6 with Whatever It Takes. We'll be playing some tracks off the album throughout the show, but to start it off this week on your drive home is the Citradels with GRC. You're on 2SER's Drive. 107.3.
Stories, ideas, music. 2SER 107.3.
I don't wanna be without you, baby.
It's raw, it's powerful, it's jam-packed with soul. It's Whatever It Takes by the James Hunter 6, our feature album on 2SER. From working on the railways to busking in London, James Hunter has seen it all. But with the legendary Daptone Records backing him, the talent of James Hunter is fully unleashed. Win copies of Whatever It Takes on Breakfast, Drive and Static. Whatever It Takes by the James Hunter 6. Our feature album on 2SER 107.3.
Thank you.
That was Tammy Hayter with Used to Be Easy. And before that, we had Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings with Call on God. And you're on 2SER's Drive with Brooke Taylor. And from pictures of exotic locations to boomerangs of famous landmarks and selfies on mountaintops, our social media feeds are constantly being filled with images of travel. We've come to rely on filtered photos and user reviews to help us plan our way around the globe. And it seems that with every new hashtag website or app, technology is changing in a way we experience travel. Joining us on the line to discuss this is Mariana Segala, Professor of Tourism and Director of the Centre for Tourism and Leisure Management at the University of South Australia. Good afternoon, Mariana.
Hello, everyone.
Why has travel inspired by social media gained so much popularity?
Oh, there are many reasons that somebody can mention. I will just try to give some highlights, I think. Travel and tourism in general is a very kind of a risky buying process. You need to first buy and pay and then go and experience the product. So the more information people can get in terms of what they're going to buy before they buy, the better it is for them in terms of reducing their purchase risk. And of course, you don't trust everyone in terms of where to go and what is appropriate for you and what is trendy and what is fashionable. You always want to trust people that you know. They are your friends. They have your similar interests like you. So any information that people share on social media in terms of where they travel, where they eat, where they stay, it's a very good and valuable source of information for people to take travel decisions. I believe this is a really strong reason why the social media have such a big influence nowadays in terms of travel, and not only actually where we travel, but also why we travel. Another major reason why social media do influence decision making in tourism is because of the social comparisons that people do. What I mean by this is that people are always becoming jealous in terms of where their friends have been, how happy they have been for visiting a museum or a restaurant, and this increases their motivation and willingness to do exactly the same, to go to a place, take a picture, post it on Facebook, and increase their self-esteem or ego, and feel much better. So social media, from this point of view, they influence not only where we travel, but also why we travel. Because in that case, we go to places not because we want, but because we want to take the picture, post it online, and increase our personality and our ego.
Yeah, definitely. So you're mentioning social media. It's influencing us to travel to places because we see our friends are going there. We can see maybe celebrities that we do like and follow. They're also going there. So it kind of does influence us where we are traveling to. So how do you think that our phone cameras and photo-based platforms are affecting this? Because we can visually see this.
Oh, that's another big question. I mean, based on people's experience as well, you probably have noticed that you go to places and people, instead of admiring or viewing the real landscape or scenery through their eyes, they probably experience things through their own cameras. Or they probably don't experience the landscape or the destinations through their cameras. They experience them after they go back home and they're reflecting on memories by viewing their photographs and videos. So the way people use mobile phones while being at the destination also influence the experience they have there or what they do there, and whether they interact with the locals, whether they learn the local culture, or how experienced or knowledgeable they become to the destination. Use of social media has become a kind of a passion or an addiction. It doesn't allow many people to have authentic experiences or real experiences in places they go. And this is another issue that needs to be addressed.
And so how has social media transformed methods of tourism marketing?
It has changed the methods, and it has also changed the budget. More and more companies are spending more money now on social media advertising or marketing rather than marketing on traditional media like television or printed media like newspapers, magazines, or even printing their own brochures. So it has definitely changed the allocation of marketing budgets to more digital media, and particularly the social media. And it has in some way also changed the methods or the target audience. And the reason I'm saying that is because since people trust other people on social media, what many companies are trying to do is to find who is the opinion leader or the influencer on the social media, target them so they post photographs and comments and positive reviews online so that the rest of the audience and their market segment can follow and try to imitate. And this is what we currently call influencer marketing. People and companies spending more money on opinion leaders like travelers, bloggers, journalists, politicians, sports women or sports people that they travel to sports destinations, for example, and they can influence or they can make other people again jealous to visit particular ski resorts, for example, or bicycling destinations or whatever this might be.
And where do you see technology and social media taking tourism over the next few years?
Again, that's a big question mark and a big or a huge impact in the industry. Technology, as somebody can imagine, it does change who travels and why one travels. It does change how we experience the destination. And of course, it makes traveling much more competitive at an international scale. We usually say that competition is just a click away. People are just sitting on their sofa looking at websites where they can go and they can make bookings instantly. And it's not only that. Many travel solutions and technology solutions, they allow people to travel long distances very cheaply. So instead of traveling once per year, they might be traveling many times per year in shorter periods. So technology in general, not just the social media, but transportation technology or booking technologies, augmented reality in terms of experience and place from your own sofa, it does influence the industry a lot, both the leisure industry and the business industry. If we're going to talk about meetings and events, somebody can have a meeting online now. He or she will not have to travel to have a workshop or a conference with somebody else.
Yeah, definitely. It does look like an exciting time ahead for traveling. Thank you so much for joining us on the line.
Thank you very much.
That was Mariana Segala, Professor of Tourism and Director of the Centre for Tourism and Leisure Management at the University of South Australia, discussing technology and its impact on tourism. Coming up next on the show, we have Field Music with Share a Pillow. This track comes to you off the 2018 album Open Here. You're on 2SER's Drive with Brooke Taylor.
Share a pillow. What would you say? What would you say to me?
Stories, ideas, music. 2SER 107.3. And when I go to spread,
That was Tim and the Boys with Hey. And before that, we had Taurus with Righteous Woman. And you're on to SER's Drive with Brooke Taylor. Taking a quick look at what's happening on our roads. In Gladesville, there has been a truck breakdown on Victoria Road at Monash Road. One of two westbound lanes are closed and emergency services are at the scene. So do exercise caution. And in West Pymble, there has been a truck breakdown on Ride Road near Shattuck Avenue. One of three northbound lanes are closed. So exercise caution if you are heading into that area. And coming up next on the show, we've got Tomorrow. This track is featuring Lisk. This is Nightmares on Wax. You're on 2SER's Drive with Brooke Taylor.
Stories, ideas, music. 2SER 107.3.
the empty street to abandoned homes. There's a stinging feeling in my eye. Shelter underground in case the big one comes. By what you plan, though it not to work out right. My focus.
You just heard this week's feature album artist, the James Hunter Six, with the track I Got My Eyes, and that one comes to you off the album Whatever It Takes. We'll be playing a few more tracks off the album, but for your chance to win yourself a copy, you can call into our studios now at 98502114. That number again is 98502114. You do have to be a 2SER supporter to win and can't have won anything in the past month, but it's never too late to become a supporter today at 2SER.com. Coming up next on the show, we have Frankie Cosmos with Jesse. You're on 2SER's Drive with Brooke Taylor.
May and Jesse stayed up till 2. We talked about dreams, about things, about you. It felt like anything could be real or fake. Like our love is my world, but so is my heartache. And I knew if I thought really hard about flying, I could probably do it. I'm just too tired for trying.